all owe them, but very few of us know them. They took an oath to protect us at home and abroad, so the rest of us can live safe and free. They are the men and women of our military and first responder communities, and these are their stories. American Warrior Radio is on the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Welcome to American Warrior Radio. One of our regular features here at American Warrior is a conversation with veterans who've successfully transitioned to entrepreneurship. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know that the mission of American Warrior Radio is to help bridge the gap of understanding between those who serve and the other 99% of the population. We do this by telling the stories of our men and women in the military, first responder communities, and those who support them. Heroes Media Group was founded to provide a voice for our community heroes and those who support them. They are dedicated to providing education, entertainment, and empowerment to active duty service members, veterans, first responders, educators, and the clergy. Sounds familiar, right? So naturally, I thought we should get together for a chat. We're very pleased to welcome to American Warrior Radio the founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group, Mr. Adam Bird. Adam, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me here.
Well, I tell you, Adam, it's in your in-studio, which is even more of a bonus. I mean, you're traveling around the country all the time. We got lucky enough to have you passing through. I'll tell you, Ben gets a dumb question every show, but today I'm going to exhibit the full span of my ignorance by picking your brain, so I appreciate you being here. A little bit about you, Adam. You local, well, I shouldn't say local. We're not just broadcasting in Tucson, but you've roots in Tucson.
Born and raised in Wisconsin. Okay. My roots in Tucson. I graduated high school up at Canyon del Oro a lifetime ago. And now my son is here, and he goes to Push Ridge Christian Academy.
And you and I share something in common. We apparently both spent some time on our Phoenix affiliate.
That is
way back in the dark days.
It was a long, long time ago. That's kind of how I kind of cut my teeth in radio. I was invited on. I was working for a company talking about military education benefits, mm-hmm. and I got asked on this radio program that was done by a Vietnam veteran, and I'd go on and explain what education benefits were, and that was about it. That's how it all started. So one interview led to, you know, a couple times a month to every weekend, and just went from there.
And now you own your own media group.
I do, and that's hard to swallow still. So.
Well, no, it's great. That's why we've got you here. We're hoping to learn from you and inspire some others. Now, you spent some time with the, correct me if I'm wrong, the Army National Guard, correct?
Army National Guard right here in Arizona, yep.
And what was your discipline in the Guard?
I was a truck driver. I was trained as a truck driver. And then my last probably 4 years, I was an instructor at the recruit training company up in Phoenix.
So what I've got a little bit of a disconnect here. What okay. Truck driver to media mogul? I've heard stranger stories.
It's funny. But it was by accident. I mean, had you asked me 10 years ago if I ever thought I'd be in any type of entertainment radio type business, I would have laughed at you because I don't. And I wake up every morning thinking, wow, I'll get to do this again. This is kind of crazy. But I just decided I got the bug. I started doing it. I liked it. And I'm moving forward from it. That's all there is to it.
Well, we're very cautious about the folks we invite on American Warrior Radio, and I did my background, and we won't share with the listeners how involved that got. But what's interesting is it really is, to some extent, a very small community out there. I was surprised when I checked in with some folks about you and your company. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, yeah, great guy, well-respected in the community. And, I mean, this is, from my perspective, coming out of left field. But it's nice.
Well, I appreciate it. I must be doing something right. So
what was the inspiration for Heroes Media Group? And the one thing I really love, Adam, is it seems like you and, you know, your media group and American Warrior Radio, we're on parallel tracks.
Right.
We've got sort of the same mission. You're doing it a lot bigger than I am. But what was it that happened in Adam Bird's life, or just what was the inspiration for Heroes Media Group? And I emphasize that word, heroes.
You know, I started off doing podcasting, and I did it for a couple of years with a friend, and that didn't work out. So we went separate ways. And the next day, I was filing paperwork for Heroes Media Group, and I had a friend of mine, business partner, Sam, We have a nonprofit called the Heroes Alliance Network for the Dutiful. It's a 501c3. And we originally, that was the Heroes Media Group was going to be the communication arm for that nonprofit organization. And this kind of just, I just kept running with this. So I wanted to keep doing podcasts. And I have a couple of shows that came over to this new platform, Heroes Media Group. And we were really focused more on the veteran and military communities. And I wanted to open that more to the heroes in the community, like, you know, law enforcement, the firefighters, the teachers, and then there was a clergy piece. And it really all of those professions and whatnot are important to me. And I think they're important to everybody else, and they should be. And the whole purpose was to keep moving forward with this is start with podcasts and then try telling stories of the community heroes. I think with mainstream media, you know, out there, like, there's a lot of negativity, and I didn't want to bring that. I wanted more of the positive stories. And I think that over time, as we continue to move forward with this, is that people will start – you have to try to change people's mindset on – you know, there's enough negativity in the world. Let's show them the positive things. And if you can show them the positive things, then maybe we'll start seeing more positive things in this world.
Well, folks, you can visit heroesmediagroup.com to learn more. Adam, I really struck me at when one goes to your website and looks at the mission statement, the statement to give a voice to. At that time, did you feel that the messages or that because the reason we exist is only 1% of the people in our population have served in the military, even less than that in law enforcement, first responders. So clearly there's not as much representation in the media.
Right.
But I love the fact that you specifically wanted to give a voice, whether that's through articles or podcasts or all the variety of things you do at Heroes Media Group.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was, is again, I go back to my statement of, you know, mainstream media is, and not bagging on them, but there's just a lot of negativity that we see. You know, you don't hear about the officer that jumped in front of oncoming traffic to save the toddler that was running into the street. You don't hear about, you know, the nurse that saved the life of so-and-so, you know, or whatnot. Or you don't hear about the teachers that are in the classrooms, you know, oftentimes dealing with kids that are having trouble with discipline or whatnot, and changing these kids' lives, staying after class to help these kids, tutor them to ensure that they're passing their classes. We don't hear about that stuff. Now those heroes have a platform where they can be heard.
Explain to us in Reader's Digest terms what Heroes Media Group is, because again, if I visit the website, you've got lots of a variety of platforms, if you will.
Right. So we're a digital media branding and now publishing company. So the digital side of it being more the news, you know, podcasts and whatnot. We help other companies and our podcasts and people that we work with brand their brand. And just recently, actually, I guess I'm going public with it right now. Big announcement coming next week, but I'm going to say it right now.
Do we need a drum roll?
Yeah,
sound effect.
Okay, we're going to start doing publishing books for authors, and we're going to help the authors through the from inception all the way to print, and then after that we will also do their audiobooks.
I notice on your website there is a section for books that are being sold now. Are those not part of this, or
no? That some of those, okay. We have some of those. One of them or two of them are audiobooks right now that we've done in the past, and now we are pushing the print side of it, and that's what we're going to do as well.
I want to spend, like I said, I feel very grateful not only to have you here because of your success as a veteran transitioning to the entrepreneur world, but we were talking before the show, Adam, about how I stumbled into this in a very backwards way, and it was a kind of a learn-as-you-go thing for me, and I'm still learning. Mm. And I definitely feel I haven't achieved our potential, but it is a labor of love.
Right.
In your case, was there a point where you had an aha moment? It's like, hey, I'm onto something, or was this all? I mean, you've got a business degree. Was this all just planned out?
No, a lot like you, fell into this by complete accident. In fact, 2 years ago, I remember I was having dinner with my dad, and I was actually on the verge of just giving up and calling it quits, going back to corporate America, and my dad growing up is he's very kind of old-fashioned, like, you know, get a job, work mm-hmm. for 30 years, retire, that kind of thing. So I was kind of thinking that he was going to tell me, you know, go back to corporate. You know, you gave it a shot, best of luck to you, whatever. And he didn't. He did the polar opposite of what I was expecting him to say. He's like, you know what? I think if you quit, it'd be a mistake. And you're onto something special here. So I think you should just, you know, stick with it. And it's been a ride ever since. And I learn every day. I mean, I was self-taught. I didn't know anything about podcasting. I didn't know about engineering. I didn't know about a lot of this stuff. And I had an idea, and I just kept going with my gut. My gut told me to keep moving forward, and that's what we're doing.
Adam, I've been self-employed, as we discussed. I don't know if I ever would use the word entrepreneur for myself, but I've been self-employed for over 20 years now, and I don't know that I could necessarily recommend this path to everyone.
It's a labor of love, like you said earlier.
When it's a grind, too.
Right. It really is. I mean, some people have the 9-to-5, and when you're an entrepreneur, as you say, it's not a 9-to-5. It's, you know, 12, sometimes 15-hour days. Sometimes days are more busier than others. It's a balance. And when you are like a single parent, like such as myself, it's trying to balance building an empire and being a father full-time as well. So it can be very difficult.
Now, I tell you, I do consider it a privilege. And don't get me wrong, doing a radio show, it's a kick. I get to talk to a lot of great people, you know, but I am working Saturdays. And doing the show is not work. I like to joke, I get to make the radio donuts.
Right.
And, you know, if I get up on a Saturday, it's like, oh, I got to go to this. Yeah, my producer's like, I still haven't seen any donuts over here. What's going on? But I say, hey, I get to do radio. It's kind of a kick. But what I want to talk about in the next segments is there's a lot of work involved behind the scenes. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia. We're joined by the founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group, Adam Bird. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia. We're joined by Adam Bird, who is the founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group. Adam and I sort of have parallel missions. He's doing it a lot better than I am. So I thought, what the heck? Let's have him in the studio and see what I can learn about. Adam, you're chuckling. I'm serious. I'm serious here. I got a great resource.
I appreciate that. I do. Thank you.
But I don't want you to just to be a resource for me. I'd like you to be a resource for our listeners as well, Adam. Mm-hmm. Heroes Media Group does a variety of things, very, very diversified. Let's spend some time talking about podcasts, though.
All right.
Because we see already you're chuckling. You know, Nielsen had some data out. 700,000 podcasts in the United States.
And growing.
Yep. About 2,000 a week.
Yep.
Part of what you do at Heroes Media Group, I think when I checked this weekend, you had 22 or so podcasts on your platform.
Yep.
I kind of get the impression, well, let me back up a little bit and tell a story. I was at a graduation party this past week, and young man just graduated from college. He's a regular listener to the show. His dad's been a guest on the show. He's a former Navy and Air Force veteran. And his friend's like, oh, you have a podcast? I didn't know how to answer that question because, well, yes, our interviews are available on podcasts, but just like I say I'm not a radio guy, I'm definitely not a podcaster. So
do you have a podcast, man?
Yes, you do.
I mean, you're a radio host. As much as you and I sit here and say, well, we're not radio guys, but we are. And we're podcast guys, too, because we, you know, our shows end up on the podcast platform.
Okay. Yes, sir. I've got a darn good podcast. Can be found at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
How's that?
But what is to differentiate between what I do and what other folks out there? Generally, what defines a podcast?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is it the platform?
I think it's the platform.
Okay.
Me personally, I think it's a platform, and you can do them so differently. It's all internet based, right? You can do a live podcast. I prefer not to do live. I pre-record my shows, and a lot of the shows that I help produce, we pre-record the shows, and then we just put them out on different platforms. So makes it easy. It's convenient.
Okay. Now, everybody, we're talking a little bit in the last segment about entrepreneurship and how we don't recommend this to everybody. Anybody who can go somewhere and buy a $50 microphone and has a computer can start a podcast. But what there's 65 podcasts about knitting. God bless you. It's America. You know, I don't get me wrong. But what, who should, based on your experience and the people that you have come to you, who, a podcast is a great idea to help promote your business,
right,
and to reinforce your message to consumers out there. Mm-hmm. Who shouldn't have a podcast?
You know, that's tough to say because I'm not the type of person, my personality is I'm not the type of person that say, well, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that, especially if you feel like your heart's in it. I tell people that, let me answer it this way. If your heart's not in it and you feel like, oh, I'm just going to do a podcast just, you know, a couple times and you're not really serious about it, you will go nowhere very quickly. So don't do it because it would be a waste of your time. That's my answer. that's my answer. Right. As far as any particular person or group or what have you that shouldn't have a podcast, there's not a right or wrong answer to that.
Have you ever had though, Adam? Because one of the things that Heroes Media Group does is you offer this as a service. You help people get up and running, mm-hmm. and help them brand and get the word out there to make their podcast successful. And you've got a real broad variety through heroesmediagroup.com where folks are from your podcast to there's a couple there that does like a marriage.
Firearm show. There's a sports. Veteran issues, all a show about women veterans. I mean, it's quite diverse.
I guess you come across, there's people that are very expert at what they do, mm-hmm. but they can't talk. Right. I mean, it's not for everybody, right. I guess what I'm trying to get at. Have you had a client ever come to you and you say, you know, maybe let's find a different medium to communicate your message because we put you in front of a microphone and you freeze up and it's just not.
I've had clients that come to me that want to have a podcast and they think it's a great idea. And then they start talking and I immediately think, okay, maybe we should back up. Maybe we should do some coaching on how you should talk or present yourself on air. More importantly, show prepping and the message that you want to portray. Or maybe you should get somebody else to do your show and give them the information that's a little more voice friendly, not like talking like Ben Stein, like Bueller.
Right. Hey, good call. Nice one.
So I
learned something already. I didn't even know. It makes sense when you say that. That's an option. It could be someone's brilliant, but they may not have a radio voice, or right. They just okay.
And you got to really be into it. You got to, you know. I didn't think I was gonna when I first started doing it. I didn't think I was gonna have any fun at it. I was so nervous and my palms were clammy. I was sweating, and then all of a sudden you get into it, and it's almost like you're in another world. You almost get to be kind of like an alter ego, maybe in some cases, depending on your show. I'm pretty, if you've listened to any of my shows, I'm pretty straightforward and blunt. And most people that know me, you know, he's got kind of a no filter, no BS kind of guy. And that's just me. I'm just being authentic. And I tell people, be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else because people will pick up.
It comes through.
Your listeners yeah. will listen like this guy's yeah. faking or this gal's faking it. Be authentic.
A little bit more data here because I want to spend, if you don't mind, Adam, like I said, I want to learn from you and hopefully share some information for our listeners. As I mentioned, 2019, Nielsen estimates 700,000 podcast titles out there, 2,000 added per week. There's a phrase I'd never heard before until I was doing my show prep for our conversation today, pod fade. And that refers to the folks that go in all full of vinegar, start a podcast. On average, folks don't make it past their seventh episode.
Right.
And Nielsen estimates 62 million persons listen to podcasts weekly. 45% of those have a household income of over $75,000. That's a pretty interesting demographic there. Smartphones increased. People listening to podcasts via smartphones has increased 157% since 2014. Interestingly enough, the number one country for podcast listening, you didn't know there's going to be a quiz, Adam. Who is it?
I'm going to say the United States, but it's not.
It's South Korea. Believe it or not.
Really?
South Korea is number one.
Well, look at that. I learned something today.
Spain is number two. U.S. comes in at number five. So...
You see that? Interesting. All right. That's wow.
more boring data.
I'm definitely going to start beefing up my Far East.
See? Come on, American Warrior Radio. You learn lots, Adam. Because I can't imagine, given the number of listeners out there, that somebody's not considering doing this. And what is interesting to me is I'm out there in the community. Folks are very often surprised. 98% of the time, they assume the station's paying me to do the show, mm-hmm. and they don't know it's the other way around. In effect, I would do what's called a brokered show. I buy the time, and then I have sponsors or advertisers and sell the time to make it work. So folks might be considering getting into this line of work. I don't want to say we want to talk them out of it, but let's talk a little bit about the hard work that's involved. And you mentioned before, it's fun to come in and do an hour, and you're on the mic, and it's kind of a kick. And you know, once you get over the nerves, it's nice to be out there. And someone says, "Hey, you're Adam Bird. I listen to your podcast." But talk about, I mean, on average for your podcast, how much back time is involved doing show prep, researching, identifying guests, selling, monetizing it?
I brought on a co-host last March of 2018, and we do 2 30-minute shows a week on average. Now, we've taken the last couple of weeks, we're on kind of a bit of a hiatus, so we agreed that we've been going full bore, so we've taken a little bit of a break. But when we're going full bore, I would say, you know, anywhere, it's a part-time job, probably 20 to 30 hours a week goes into, you know, whether making phone calls, sending emails, show prepping, and then actually doing the show. And then after that, post-production, and then making sure the show gets out onto all the various platforms that we're on.
So 20 to 30 hours a week to produce 1 hour worth of content.
That's more or less, I'd probably say 20, 30 hours. For me, 20, 30 hours a month at this point. For me, because I've been doing this since 2012, so I've kind of got a system that works for me. I've seen, you know, I remember when I first started, I didn't know, well, how do I get that little clinking noise out of the background? You know, I'd watch hours and hours of YouTube videos on how to do the production, post-production of just the audio. And then, oh, I got to go out and get sponsors. Well, who can I get sponsors with? Or, you know, do I have a CRM system that keeps this stuff in place, or do I just store everything in my phone? You know, I carry around notebooks all the time, and I'm jotting notes down all the time, and then trying to get to networking events, and how do I get our name out there more? There's a lot to it. I tell people it's a part-time job.
Hey, and you're not doing it just for yourself. You're also doing it for a number of clients as well.
Right. Yep.
Wow. Fascinating stuff. What is CRM?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It tracks your customers that you call, and you can make little notes.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Very pleased to be joined by Adam Bird, the founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group. We're learning about podcasts and just media in general and what you maybe shouldn't do. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're joined in studio by Adam Bird. He's the founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group. You can learn more, visit heroesmediagroup.com. Just a very diverse platform, Adam, that you've created out there to lend a voice to the, and you use the phrase heroes, so you're, I don't want to say your audience, but your client base, the people that you give a voice to, is a little bit broader than American Warrior Radio. You include educators and the clergy. And I encourage folks to visit your website and learn more. We're talking a little bit about podcasts. I'm hoping to use this as a free hour to make my show better. Come on. It's shameless.
I love it.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking off the air about... We're talking about podcasting and the fact that I'm just an old guy, Adam. I don't understand this stuff. And to a great extent, my website people and the producers here and all the young folks that have helped me with this radio program have kind of pulled me kicking and screaming into this millennium. But I did some research and we're kind of chuckling about this. I checked my stats, Google Analytics for my website before I came down here. Obviously, a majority of my visits are from the U.S., 85%. But number two was France. One of those things that makes you go, huh? And then, you know, we broadcast in Tucson and Phoenix and hopefully be adding a couple more affiliates here pretty soon. But the number one city that is the source of visits to our AmericanWarriorRadio.com website is Chicago. And Tucson's down at number three. Phoenix is down at number five. And I don't understand why. Is that, I mean, you're the expert. Is it just, is it voodoo?
Let's be a little okay. – you're very generous with the word expert. I'm not an expert in anything. Let's be clear on that. I've just been doing this a while. And okay. As far as
– you're seasoned.
Yeah. How's that? Yes, okay. I'm seasoned. Right. Thank you. I'll take that. You know, the fact that your numbers are more in Chicago than your home cities where you're broadcasting from, that could be a number of things, you know. Where people are listening, you know, are they listening? They're probably listening online.
And you just, sure.
Just happen to be a lot of people in Chicago are listening there.
Well, and I tell you, the reason for that is there's a practical reason is, and I want to talk about this now, the challenge. It's America. If you have a message, if you have a passion, and a podcast or blog is the way that you want to do it, God bless you. It's your time. It's your money. But for the serious people that are looking to either reach more ears or more minds or maybe even make a little money at this, it's hard work.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about monetizing and how folks who maybe are thinking about going into this. American Warrior Radio, we're more traditional. We sell advertising. We have sponsors. We have mm-hmm. people that believe in our message. Bang. You know, there you go. What are For your clients, some of them who might have their own web pages, what are some other ways that folks can support, whether you want to call it a hobby or a passion or a bad habit?
You know, nowadays, you see a lot of these GoFundMe accounts, you know, pop up. That's one. You know, a lot of people are probably thinking like, oh, I don't want to do that because you see that for everything. But that's one way of doing it. There's a thing called Patreon, which is kind of like a GoFundMe, but you can give people like prizes and whatnot for signing up for a monthly subscription on your Patreon account.
You mean like you would find if you went to www.patreon.com/AmericanWarriorRadio?
That's exactly.
Okay.
And I love how you threw that in there. I was trying to gear you there, so you're glad you picked up on that.
Yeah.
No, but that's a great way. That's a great way. Several of the shows on our network do that, and they make a lot of money doing that. Well, I say a lot, but for them, they say it's a lot, and they're happy. So as long as they're happy, that's all that matters. Podcast hosts will get asked to go and public speak, or they'll go to and ask to, hey, we would like your show to come cover this event. And there can be money and opportunities there as well.
So when you when you get a client, Adam, okay, carry the show, I'm done. When you get a client and you're putting together their portfolio, what is the mix? Does it depend on what they're – I mean, are you looking to say, okay, we're going to just do your podcast, and then you say, okay, have you ever thought about writing a book, or have you thought about public speaking? What does it really depend on who they are, or what is your interaction with your clients when it comes to media?
Like, if I was talking with you, Ben, it would be like, what's your goal? What are you looking to accomplish with this? What is your message? You want to do a podcast. Ben wants to do a podcast. It's great. What's your message? What's your podcast going to be about? What are you going to talk to people about on a weekly basis or by, several times a week or however long you decide to do that show? And then starting from there, I kind of asked the open-ended questions and see, hey, you ever thought about, you know, writing a book? It really all depends on who the client is. Last year, right now, I have a book that's in production, being edited, that we took several of our shows that we did, podcasts that we did. I had them transcribed because we have a transcription department. And now it's at the editors, and they're getting that put together to turn that into like a coffee table book. You know, that's another option, another thing that you can sell. You know, and that could be with anybody, whether it's you, another client, or whoever. But it really depends on what your goal is.
Okay, well, doctor, my goal is just to get this message out to as many ears as possible. But I honestly, you're much younger than I, which is not saying a lot, seeing how I remember when God was a teen. But, you know, I just, there are things that I don't think about. And I think that's one of the keys to a successful show, whether that's a radio show or a podcast. Let's talk about content.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, when I go to your podcast, your broadcast itself, very, a really interesting mix.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of my favorites was, I think it was called Weird Jobs. It was great. It was great entertainment. It had nothing to do with the military. It had to do with you being the sneaker guy at whatever. But I mean, just some weird stuff, but it was entertaining.
Right.
It was something that engaged me, that made me want to listen to other podcasts. The content, and I've come across people for whom, let's be kind, I don't want to say it was necessarily an ego thing for them, but you could tell they were just going to sit behind the mic and just, you know, stand on their soapbox, and you know, if they're paying for it, good for you.
Right.
But after a while, it gets kind of boring.
Right.
So share with me how important it is to have that freshness, that mix of content based on your experience with some of your clients.
You know, with my show, I do a show called The Decision Hour. And it originally, the foundation of that show was to talk about, you know, we make decisions every single day. And I wanted to hear about people's successes. Like, you know, tell me a time in your life, Ben, when you had to make a decision and that your feet were on the line and you had to make that decision, whether it was to get married, get divorced, go to school, join the military, get out of the military, whatever the case is, and then tell us about what the atmosphere was like for you at that time. It's all about learning from other people. It's an education piece. And that show, eventually, we grew that show, and I brought Patty, my co-host, on last year, and we created a group. And then we're like, you know what, let's ask what other people want to hear. And some of the other people, some of our listeners would respond like, hey, why don't you guys do something on, you know, weird jobs or whatever the topic was. And we've done like, you know, gym memberships or you know, different types of shows. And it kind of got away a little bit from The Decision Hour, but it didn't, because it was like, well, you made a decision to work this weird, as we call it, weird job, you know, and we just tied it in with that. And we ended up having a lot of fun with it.
Well, I guess I was going to ask an unfair question, because it's kind of asking a parent what their favorite child is. But what was your favorite? Well, no, because
I know my parents are listening right now.
Okay.
I know I'm the favorite.
Okay,
so.
Fair enough. But when you're sourcing content, and you, a very wise coach, high school teacher, told me once, you know, never ask a question you don't want to hear the answer to. And well, just speaking in the context of American Warrior Radio, when we hit a point about 2 years ago where we started to receive emails and inquiries from movie studios and PR agencies and national publicists saying, hey, we'd like to have our clients on your show, it felt really good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was a threshold at which, you know, and I'll use an example. There was a major motion picture about a military,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted the lead actress to come on the show to talk about her role. And I looked into it. She's never done anything to support the military. She just, other than playing a Marine in a movie, that was it. And I don't want to sound egotistical, but, you know, that's not good enough for American Warrior Radio.
Right.
coming back to, and I guess what I'm trying to do, Adam, is I'm guessing that you and your co-host have had some folks that have contacted you saying, hey, we'd like to come on your podcast, yep. And you're saying, not so much.
We've had a lot. I would say several times a month we have people that reach out to us that want to be on the show, and if it doesn't fit our demographic or we don't feel good about it, sorry, we're booked.
Yes, we're okay. I need to write that down. Sorry, we're booked on American Warrior Radio. Can't come on. Talk a little bit about reliability. One thing that drives me nuts, and something I feel very strongly about, if I don't get my podcast up, I try and get them up at least within a couple hours, maybe a day after the last show broadcast on terrestrial radio. And I just feel very strongly about that because, again, going back and looking at those Google Analytics, I can see when people are coming to the website to download the podcast, and there's definite spikes. Right. You know, there's people out there now that are waiting to go and hear what the latest episode is. And I feel guilty if something comes up in life and I don't get it up there soon enough. How important is it for people, whether they're podcasting or working on their webpage or even just basic social media, to maintain that regular presence? I mean, if you don't tweet once a week, you're dead, right?
If you're not in front of your people, in front of your listeners, I say your people, if you're not in front of your people, then they don't know what's going on. You're not going to have an audience. I mean, that's audience. So they're the ones that are helping you do what you do, what you enjoy doing, right? It's not a right. It's a privilege to get to do what you do. You know, it's not a right. We don't have a right to get to sit here. This is a privilege for us. And the one thing that I don't like doing is letting other people down. And if you're not doing what you are out there to do, then you're letting others down. And that's something that, you know, depending on who you are, how can you live with yourself and knowing that you're letting your people down?
I tell you, no one's ever put it that way to me, but that's a very good way to set it up, Adam, for our last segment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're very pleased and privileged to have Adam Bird, the founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group, joining us in studio. We'll be back after these brief messages. Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. Sitting with me in the studio is Adam Bird. He is the founder and CEO of Heroes Media Group. Great, great, diverse website. You can find out more. Visit heroesmediagroup.com. Adam, one thing I've learned in the few years I've been doing this show is sometimes, I thought of it. You gave me an idea. Sometimes the conversation that takes place during the commercial breaks is like, oh, darn, hold that thought. We should be talking about that on the air. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my producer record our conversation off the air, and then I'm going to put that on Patreon.com.
There we go.
If you want to hear the insights, what do you think about that?
That's a great way to do it. And sometimes a lot of the funny stuff that happens, people want to know what's going on in between segments and what.
American Warrior Radio bloopers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It needs some work, let's be honest with this. So, Adam, I started off the show talking about how we share a passion for communicating these messages. And your platform, Heroes Media Group, has a broader group that you're featuring. We're men and women of the military, first responders, and those who support them. And the thing that we were commiserating about off the air during the break was it's May. It's National Military Appreciation Month. It was International Firefighters Day.
Right.
It's
a Teacher Appreciation Week this week that ends today. And then it's National Nurses Appreciation Week until tomorrow.
So who was the brainiac that decided to squeeze all of this into May?
I don't know. You have 12 months. You think they would have spread it out just a little bit.
I guess I can get, given that, you know, Memorial Day, okay. I can get, Military Appreciation mm-hmm. Month. National Police Week this week, by the way. So, yeah.
D.C., that's going to be a good one. Yeah.
No answers. We just get to complain on the air.
How about we just do this? Let's take every holiday. We'll make an entire week for these heroes, community heroes is what we call them, right? And we're going to put it in 1 month. And then that's the month they get. We're not, you know, we should be celebrating these people. First off, we should be celebrating these people each and every day. They put on a uniform. They go to the hospital. They're in your classroom. They're out there serving your country. We should be celebrating them every single day.
No
question.
Shouldn't
be just a week. Shouldn't be a day. Should be every day.
Amen, brother. We'll start a campaign between you and I. We'll see if we can
get this changed.
What along those lines, because of your contacts with these, with our heroes, what, Adam, are some of the trends that you're seeing out there? What are some of the frustrations? What are some of the things that our listeners, those of us who never wore the uniform or are not a doctor or a nurse or a teacher, what are you hearing and what sorts of issues need to be addressed?
You know, I think the biggest one you hear in the military community is you know, PTSD,
mm-hmm.
or PTS, however you want to look at it. And you know, you're starting to see a lot of that in the law enforcement jobs as well. And that can happen in the medical field as well. Me personally, I see it as the thing that needs to be – they need to be heard. This community needs to be heard, and we need to be listening, because these are the people that are taking care of us. These are the people that are taking care of our children, and these are people that are taking care of our nation. And if we're not taking care of these people, then who's going to, you know, what are we going to do?
Sure, sure.
Eventually, we'll all fall apart. And you know, I'm not going to get into politics or anything like that, but we need to take care of our community, period.
I just had on a guest, Dave Bray, who I call the rock and roll patriot.
I'm sorry.
It was a great show. They advised me not to have you on, but a little late for that. But no, he really, and Dave is a Navy veteran.
Yeah, great guy.
And
he's a
very accomplished musician as well.
Yes,
but
he is.
The thing that really struck me is the passion that, and this is radio. It's not a visual medium, but the passion that came through in his voice when we were talking about National Police Week just floored me. I mean, literally our guest, the guest in studio was in tears listening to him. That I hear that same passion in your voice about what we need to do. And I guess if I could do one thing, it's just to remind people, for many of these heroes that you're talking about, not so much teachers, I guess, but certainly first responders, law enforcement officers, generally we're going to interact with them on what is our worst day.
Right.
And we don't, but that interaction is relatively short, and we don't think about those individuals. So, you know, of a police officer who comes up on or a first responder comes up on a scene where there's a child that they have to extricate from a car. Or I read just an amazing Facebook post about a nurse who was on one of the rescue helicopters and talking about how they worked and worked and worked to save that person. And the patient literally is saying, please don't let me die. And I get to do this show. I get to go home to my wife, and you know, I'm done. But they live that. It's like layers
every
of paint
day.
Every day.
Every day. Every day. So I'd like to say thank you. Thank you to all you community heroes out there that put on the uniform, that go to the hospital, that you know are going to the you know scenes of the accident to help those in need. I especially want to thank my brother and sisters in arms. Mm-hmm. And the teachers out there, and the clergy piece, you know, it's big for me as well. So thank you all.
Wow.
And thank you for allowing me to come in here and share your time with me today.
Oh, I must call you Dave.
Yeah,
Adam,
don't do
Dave.
Yeah,
no, it's a kick. But I mean, that's the serious part of that is I don't want to say I grouse about, well, I've got to work on Saturday, but I mean, that lasts for about a millisecond before it's like, hey, I get to do radio. And it does make me feel good to communicate these messages. But at the same time, and maybe you feel the same way, Adam, I'm learning every day how much more needs to be told and how many more voices out there and how many, and it's, you know, it's kind of cool to have a movie star or a Heisman Trophy winner on the show. But you know what? Those heroes that nobody's ever heard of, that are doing amazing things, and that to be able to, whether it's one listener, 1,000 listeners, or 10,000, or folks hearing your podcast, the ability to be able to do that is, it truly is a privilege.
It is, and I'll say this: if somebody listens to one of my shows, and whether it's 1,000 people, 10,000 people, if I can affect one person's life, just one person's life, then it was worth everything that I had to do to get that show going. The hours, the blood, sweat, and tears, whatever. Just to affect one person, it's worth it.
Amen, brother. I agree with that. So we're out of time. Another great show goes by. But what, Adam, what other messages do you want to share with the listeners? What do people need to hear, whether it be about our heroes or about Heroes Media Group?
I will say this. If you're out there listening to this right now, regardless of what life throws at you, find the good in it and be positive. Just be positive. That's it. It's that simple. It's a mindset. You can choose to be negative. I'm telling you, be positive.
Okay. Ben's dumb question. I know it's been a whole show of dumb questions, Adam, but I have a question. I literally wrote it down. It's in my show notes here. What is the deal with veterans and coffee? Is there any veteran out there that hasn't started a coffee company?
I'm sure there's several out there that haven't started coffee, but, I mean, we love coffee.
I was raised in Mexico, and there's coffee in my bottle. I love some good coffee, but no insights from Adam at all.
We have one called Heroes United that we have a roaster that does that for HMG brand, and that's only because I drink a lot of it. So,
real quick, your website again, and what kinds of people can you help who should be coming to Heroes Media Group the world?
We want everybody. If you're in the Heroes community, come check us out. Go to www.heroesmediagroup.com.
Adam Burr, thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find this podcast and over 180 others at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. Check us out, American Warrior Radio on Facebook, even a Twitter page at Warrior Radio TUC. If you support these messages and want to support us, visit Patreon.com, patreon.com/AmericanWarriorRadio for less than one cup of coffee a month. You can help us spread these important messages. Until next time, all policies and procedures are to remain in place.
You've been listening to American Warrior Radio. You can hear over 150 episodes of this program at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.